Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Peter Meyer. Peter's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of Creating and Dominating New Markets. And we're talking about values. We're talking about the things that drive you. We're talking about the things that are at the core of your existence, the Main Street values that you have, small business owners, because that's where you are. That's what you do. It's who you are. And all these years, you've had this wonderful little jewel of a competitive advantage that you probably weren't even using. Maybe because you didn't have to before, but now things are different. And Peter's going to help us with that. Peter, thanks again for hanging out with us. Tell us about how we can maximize, how we can use to our full advantage these things that drive us.
Well, I think the place to start is to realize that people buy from people, and just like we prefer to buy what works best for us, the first value that we want to deliver is the value of listening and understanding our customers. Not pretending we understand them or telling them we understand them, but actually listening to what they say their problems are and then reacting according to what drives us and them, the desire for good, the desire to improve, the desire to grow. And then when you understand what the problem really is, as they see it, then you can deliver a higher level of value and command a price for it. The good news about that is that when you work from delivering value from your own core, your raw material cost, dollars and cents wise, is zero. Because you already have
in those things, raw materials.
You already have all the raw materials. You already know what good is. You already know what listening is. You already know what problems to solve by listening. And you don't need to spend a single penny to get that raw material that's worth so very much to you and to your customers.
Can I tell you a quick story that I
Please.
Just learned in the last hour? In the previous hour, I interviewed a guy named Nick from Chicago who's in the pizza business. He's been in the pizza business for 15 years. And through some overextension on his part, he admitted, and through some other fault, not his own, his business, his 15-year-old pizza business, actually got to the point where he was about to take bankruptcy. And his goal from the beginning was to create a wonderful, not just a great pizza, but a wonderful experience for customers. And that's what he had done. He's been very successful. So now business is off really bad. Again, not necessarily any fault of his. And he writes he sits down from his heart and writes a letter to his 16,000 customer contacts, sincerely saying, "Folks, I messed up. I've overextended ourselves. Our business has fallen off because of this traffic issue we have. We're going to probably close in about 2 weeks. Please come by and say goodbye one last time." I mean, and the people apparently knew him. They knew this wasn't some marketing gimmick. Well, it turned around. He's not going bankrupt anymore. I mean, it was a year ago. And my point is he was authentic. And they knew enough about him. They'd been in this business enough to know he was authentic. His authenticity, and I think this is part of what drives Main Street small business owners, is authenticity. And what he said was also the truth. He said, "Tell them the truth." What do you think?
Absolutely. Authenticity and working from what you know is right is much more powerful than working from what you hope is right or what you think people should be. We tend to talk in terms of what's wrong, and people will nod their heads and go by somewhere else. When we talk from what's right, what we believe and what we know is right for ourselves and our community, ourselves first, community second, when we talk about what's right and what's positive, people will nod their heads a little less frequently, but buy a little more often. So being honest to ourselves and to our customers is always a winning strategy.
And these are the kinds of things that a small business owner can convey that a big business can't do. And as you said, the cost of these goods is zero.
That's right. It takes no more dollars and cents for us to be honest It just takes more guts.
Mm-hmm.
And those guts are what we would want. You and I have grandchildren, right?
Yep.
We would want our grandchildren to take the same position of being honest. Why would we want ourselves to be less than we want our grandchildren to be?
Mm-hmm.
To me, all this stuff comes from within us, and we know within us what is right.
Years
the best
ago,
way I know to... Go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
The best way I know to command a higher price is to look at what we deliver and say, am I proud of that? Am I doing the right thing?
Mm-hmm.
And if I am, I better say, I'm doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not about dollars and cents anymore. It's about taking care of ourselves first and the people we rely on and rely on us second. Go ahead.
And that's right. And connecting with people. Years ago, I was trying to decide what to do with my consulting business before I started my media company. And I was at a crossroads. And I had all these CEOs who were my clients. And I couldn't decide what I was going to do. And I made a decision that I would go to them and ask them to consult with me. We literally changed hats.
Mm.
And they gave me some great ideas. And you know what? It made us closer.
Mm.
The fact that I asked them for advice made our relationship closer. It made the business stronger. And all I did was
absolutely.
I just opened up and was transparent and authentic with them. Folks,
you did one more thing, Jim. You listened to them, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
People buy from people, and we like to be heard.
But the thing that they didn't like about it, Peter, I didn't let them bill me for it. they weren't happy about that. They kept trying to send me a bill for all that. Hey, Peter, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Right back with Peter Meyer. Peter, give us your website before we go, please.
MeyerGRP.com.
Meyer GRP for group, MeyerGRP.com. Check it out. The book's Creating and Dominating New Markets, one of his books. Tintel, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with
me. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.